Welcome back to the Freshman Five. Today we're looking at Kamari. Hello, Newman.
You gotta be happy with this production this year. I mean, the kids come in. I thought, like, dang, why is this kid shooting so much to start the season? And he's now hitting his threes, providing us a spark off the bench that we desperately need.
Yeah, if we look at sort of his game log, he started out a little cold from three, 0 of 2 in the first game, 0 of 5 versus Lebanon Valley. But then he really started to pick it up. He's been hitting essentially almost a three a game. And I think there was a crazy statistic at one point where we were like 11-1 when he hit a three or something. So there's definitely like a correlation between our success and, you know, him hitting his threes. I think when he gets hot, the team either feeds off of it or,
He also sets a tone on the defensive end. I mean, he's gotten praised by a coach in practice and
in
the pressers. I mean, he plays good man ball defense. He has active hands. He never looks lazy.
If you happen to watch a game and the other team's bringing the ball up the court, look at Kamari. Like, straight up, look in his eyes. He's, like, in a different world. Like, he's, like, looking down his defender or his, his guy, and he squares up and he gets real long and lanky, like,
right.
Kind of low.
It's exactly what you want as a coach.
Fundamentally, it's beautiful. And I think that's why he got starting time. I think he sort of, he took Abram's spot, essentially, right?
Yeah, I mean,
so Jesus.
There's no denying that,
right? So if we look at just his specs here, he's 6'4", 170 pounds. He's not going to blow you away with like his sheer muscle mass. He's not, you know, Ian Boyd or anything, but he does have some length. He can shoot threes. I don't think I've seen him get like blocked on a three shot because he has that
he has great arc,
right? So there's no threat with that. So he came out of Detroit, Michigan. You know, not the
8 Mile.
Yeah, I don't know.
Mom spaghetti knees.
Wow, that bombed. But he came out of East English Village Prep, so he's the all-time leader in points scored and 3-point field goals made. So he blew it up when he was in high school. He was actually, I believe, in contention for All-State I think he was like Mr. Basketball for the state of Michigan. One of those accolades. He was in the finalist for that. So he came in with some praise. And in fact, I think if we look back at the tape, I was most excited for Kamari.
Yeah.
He was the guy I thought would pop off. And if you look at his point totals, he's had some games where he's popped off. He's had 11 against James Madison. He had 10 versus St. Joe's. He had 12 against Richmond. He had 11 against Dayton. So he's had some games where he's hit a couple threes.
You have to imagine with more time, he's only going to score more points.
Yeah, if we let him like really just, you know, let him fly, he's only shooting about three threes a game right now. You know, he's hitting about one a game. And at one point we had that crazy statistic where he had like, we were like 11-1 when he hit threes or something. I think that's out the window now. But
one thing I really noticed from him too is his, because everyone has noticed that he's a shooter, he's a pretty good shot fake and get to the bucket move.
Mm-hmm.
He's hit a couple floaters. He's gotten to the bucket. He's drawn some and ones. So I think he's not just a shooter. And that's one of the key things to learn about a shooter. Are they just a shooter or do they have a second dimension to their game? And I believe as he gets older, we're going to see him attack the bucket even more.
And if we replay our commentary on Abram last year, literally verbatim what we're saying. I mean, yeah. we were talking about how he made his threes and how he looks good, but we wanted him to maybe add a new facet to his game, attack the rim, draw fouls, and I think what really separates Kamari is again the defense and his ability to hit the three. So
I've personally listened to Coach at practice stop the entire practice to recognize the on-ball defense that Kamari's playing.
You better recognize!
So, I mean, you know, there's something to be said for a player who's getting playing time as a freshman, who's a spark off the bench, and who's getting praised at practice. And we all see that he, you know, has some strengths that this team can build around.
And let's, I also wanted to point out, he's majoring in criminology, law, and society.
Oh.
So maybe he came out of 8 Mile, wants to make a change. I don't know. But he is one of 7 siblings, by the way. That's kind of a fun little fact.
Yeah, I mean, I only got 2, and I, you know, struggle to get along with both of them. So, I mean, it's got to be hard to have 7.
Or easy. I don't know. I have 1, so my life is completely different.
But for the most part, by George, overwhelmingly a fan of Kamari Newman.
Yeah. What, are we going to hate him? We love the kid. All right. So either way, let's get to the interview now. What do we hear? Or why don't you preface the interview, because we're about to get into it. What did you like about him? You obviously talked to him at practice.
Uh-huh. I think, I actually thought for the most part it was a conversation, which would take us back to the Kyer interview and less of like a question answer. He actually got into
some
details.
Some good flow.
And so enjoy the interview. Like I always say, make sure to comment. Let us know what you think about it.
But where would they comment?
They would comment on our Twitter, which is @ByGeorgeGMU, or directly on our website. We have a comment thread opened up now. We haven't really seen much traction with that part of our...
It's bombed.
Yeah.
It's safe to say that, it's getting as many hits as... I don't know what...
But either way, let us know what you think. Repost us, retweet us, listen to the interview. I hope you enjoy it.
And we'll be back.
This is Brian Lawrence of By George, and I'm here interviewing Kamari Newman. Going to start here. Been a pretty exciting player thus far. Can hit some threes, can beat his man off the dribble, get to the bucket, and from what I can see, plays great on-ball man defense. So I'm here with Kamari. I would like to first question would be, how was your first semester on campus?
My first semester, it went pretty good, on the court, off the court. Definitely can tell the difference between high school and college as far as the physicality in basketball and, like, time management, being able to take care of what you need to do on and off the court. So you can definitely tell the difference. It's kind of challenging, but you find ways to get through it. So.
And as far as classes go, do you find classes to be easier or harder than high school?
Well, some classes are easier than others. Some are pretty challenging. So you just got to put in the work and... Hopefully you'll be all right.
And do you like campus? Do you like Fairfax? What's your feeling so far of campus here?
I actually love the campus. This is a real nice campus. It's a real peaceful area, Fairfax, especially where I come from. So, it's real peaceful.
And where do you come from? Tell the fans who may not know your background.
I come from Detroit, Michigan.
Got it. And where's your favorite place to chill on campus? And where's your favorite place to eat on campus?
Favorite place to chill is probably the Hub, because there's multiple things to do in there. You can play pool, you can sit down, watch TV, hang out with your friends. Favorite place to eat, I still have to say Ike's. For me, because it's not too far from where I stay in Potomac, so it's
always open late night.
Yeah.
Moving on to some b-ball questions, what's the biggest difference you see? I know you mentioned the physicality. What else do you see from the difference between playing high school basketball and playing D1 basketball?
It's definitely faster. The pace of the game is way faster from high school to college. So I just learn how to. I just try to learn from other guys and see what the things that they do on the court that I can contribute to my game. So.
And what role do you think you play on this team?
The role that I play, I could be a spark off the bench, offensively and defensively. So.
And what improvements do you think that you have made already, playing a lot of minutes so far in your first season, and what are some improvements you know you need to make before next season?
Definitely ball handling was one of my biggest improvements for next season. And for this season, just being consistent with my shot, knocking shots down, and being a threat on the defensive end.
And do you have a favorite game thus far this season that you've particularly played well in, or just that you had good team vibes, but more so, what's your favorite game?
My favorite game probably was I like the atmosphere that we play with at VCU. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously we lost, but we still play hard. I like the way we competed and we stayed together as a team.
And would you say that was the best environment you played in this year?
Yeah, that was by far the most definitely the best environment I played in so far.
And what would you say to the fans as far as them showing up? You know, does it help the team? Does it not really make a difference? What would you say to the fans who are, you know, on the fence about showing up to games?
The fans play a huge role in why we go out there and play so hard. We know that they stand behind us and they give us energy at times when we need it. So we just go out there and try to play for them.
And so during the 9-game winning streak, what would you say played the biggest role in that 9-game winning streak?
I have to say our edge that we had on the defensive end. We take huge pride in playing defensive against stops because we know our offense will come. So we know that if we get stops that we can be a great team.
And so I just some team superlatives I was just asking Kyer about. He couldn't tell me who the funniest player was. I think he wanted to say himself, but he didn't know how to say that. Who would you say is the funniest player on the team?
That's a tough question. There's a lot of funny guys on the team, but I have to say that the funniest guy I've been around is DeAndre.
And who's the smartest player off the court?
Smartest player off the court. I have to say Marquise.
Most athletic?
Most athletic. Marquise.
And the team leader.
Otis. Otis is a great team leader.
And some personal questions to close us out today. What's your favorite TV show?
Currently, I'm watching, my favorite television show is The Flash. That's what I'm currently watching right now.
And your teammate, Kyer, just said that Disney shows were his favorite TV show. So maybe you can clown him on that a little bit.
Come on.
Kanye or Drake?
I'll take Kanye.
And Migos or Ray Shremmerd?
Migos.
And when you guys go out, do you tend to stay in Fairfax or do you head out to like Tyson's? Like where do you do your shopping?
We stay in Fairfax sometimes, but a lot of times we'll go to Tyson's as well. So those are the two malls that we shop at the most.
And your favorite video game?
2K.
And I know it's a huge deal right now. Obviously, Westbrook got left out of the starting lineup of the West. If you were starting your own franchise, do you take Westbrook or Steph Curry?
Steph Curry.
Why?
I think that me and Steph Curry kind of has a similar game besides like the ball handling, the way he can take on screens and stuff, but
not scared to shoot it.
Yeah, that's
pull up from the volleyball line.
Yeah.
All right, hey. Thanks so much for doing this. I'll let you know when this gets posted, and you know, if you could share it, we'd appreciate it.
Hello, Newman. Hello, Newman.
Hello, Newman.
Hello, Newman.
Hello, Newman. Hello, Newman. Oh, I know the chunky that left these chunkies. Newman!
Yeah. So Mason's got to be excited to have the next Steph Curry off the bench.
We said that with Patrick Holloway, didn't we?
We did. Got to love the interview. Kid had a lot of things to say.
Sure did.
Chris cannot get over the fact that the freshmen get to live in Potomac.
Yeah, Potomac Heights, it's like, damn. So this man's coming from Detroit, Michigan, 7 siblings in one house to living in Potomac Heights freshman year. I don't know about any of y'all, but it took me till about senior year till I got into Potomac Heights.
Maybe it's because you... Bah!
I don't know about that, but it took me a while. But they're moving on up quickly. But yeah, Potomac Heights is awesome, though, because you have easy access to the Aquatic Center. You can go to Ike's.
What else?
You go over to Liberty. You can kind of just kick it on Lee Highway or whatever. Braddock Road. But yeah, Potomac Heights is tight. It's like a little tucked away, but I don't know. And they have the biggest rooms.
So just say you're jealous.
I'm mad jealous.
That's
man.
All you got to say.
You know where I had to live my freshman year? I had to live in Dickinson Hall 2 in the Commons. I didn't even get President's Park.
Ooh.
Yeah. But I like the comments. Word up, DH2 for life.
All right, what else did we get from the interview? He seems to be pretty excited to be at Mason. He understands his role. He admitted he's a spark off the bench. It's what we said in our first segment.
Yeah, he knows his weaknesses. He knows his role. I think he's that just makes him a smart kid.
Right.
At least, you know, from what he's picked up on the game, and he said that he like studies older players and sort of the things that they're teaching. Love it. I mean, you couldn't ask more from a freshman. And to admit that he's like, you know, what's your role? Oh, I'm the spark off the bench. Yeah, you're not going to be the star your freshman year. So, yeah, he acknowledged that, yeah, he's going to be the guy coming off the bench, draining some threes. You know, his time will come.
He embraced it.
He sure did.
And, you know, it's awesome. A lot of the kids said that, you know, VCU was their favorite game, and we lost that game.
No, and I think if you're a Mason kid, that's it. If you're a Mason kid, fan, player, anything associated with Mason, and you acknowledge early on in your tenure at Mason that VCU is your arch rival, you loved playing against VCU.
So wait, what
you
about
loved
the what
atmosphere?
About the, what about the revolutionary rivalry?
That? I mean, because so we just obviously came back from the second one over at the Foggy Bottom.
We were in GW.
Right,
in
for some reason they have our number. But either ways, whatever. GW, that time will come. Like, I'm sure we'll develop some sort of
the
rivalry.
Players understand.
But VCU will always be VCU. That'll be the chief rivalry.
And it should pump you up as a fan.
It should get you jacked up.
Because we got VCU coming up not too far away, and all
Saturday.
The players want to beat them.
Right. And so that just gets me psyched. Like, if the player said, oh, well, you know, I like playing Duquesne, or oh, I like playing Gayton, I would have been like, really? Like, step up.
What
like,
about
learn
Houston?
Your, like, yeah. But I'm like, learn your history. And these kids know, like, they know the importance of the VCU rivalry. Kudos.
And I think that has to say something to the fans, because the fans stepped up that home game versus VCU, and it brought some atmosphere that psyched the players. And he admitted the crowd helps. They feed off the energy. Sometimes these are kids. At times, they're not going to have the energy that they need, and us fans help them perk up.
If you're sitting at home, you're at work, you're on the road, pull over, take notes. It seems like every player has emphasized that the crowd helps them. And like, and people are, oh, well, we don't win at home anymore. Eagle Bank Arena, whatever. Start showing up. The players feed off us, and it'll like turn into wins.
Hashtag fill EBA.
That is true. Fill it up, and we will win.
Right. I mean, Paulson said it. Marquise Moore said it. Jenkins said it. Grayer said it. The freshman said it. Otis said it. I mean, how much more do you need? Invest. Buy some season tickets.
Right. Yeah. It's fun watching on NBCSN. Whoopty.
Or Facebook Live.
Right. Yeah. Thumbs up. Like.
The announcers have been really bad.
Right. They've been tough. But either way, show up and let the players know, hey, we're here. If you build it, we will come.
Right.
Well, it seems like we're kind of building something here in Fairfax.
And Kamari is part of that growth. He understands his role. He embraces it. He busts his ass in practice. Yes, he faced that suspension. Hopefully he learned from it. I'd rather suspend a kid his freshman year than have to suspend him three more years in a row, a.k.a. Copes.
Right. And, ooh, what a pump.
And so, I mean, hopefully they learn their lesson, and they're going to come back, and they're going to be role models for the younger guys to come. I can't wait to see what he has for his sophomore season in store for us, and I believe he could be a huge advantage for us in A-10 play.
Thanks for that. But either way, I think we're going to wrap this up pretty soon. But we have VCU coming up in Richmond. I'll be down in Richmond. Maybe you'll be there. I'm not sure. And then we have, obviously, Pittsburgh coming up next week. I already took off, you know, the days off work. We already have our room
the
booked.
The sacrifice is real like, for
we
Mason
are
basketball.
Safe!
I mean, we already got our Airbnb. We got a fresh rooftop. If you want to party with By George, you're going to come to our spot.
Slide through the DMs, because we'll be right there.
And you know a lot of you be sliding through our DMs, asking for pictures, asking for autographs, asking to meet us up before games. I mean,
asking for autographs. Yeah, right. But either way,
a cheerleader did come give us a hug.
That's a win. That's the first one in my life.
And we did run into a guy who listens to our podcasts.
Yeah,
so
we ran into him at Tonic. Kudos to, God, I forgot his name.
It doesn't matter. They all they're all white.
Jesus.
But you know, keep listening. This is our fourth segment to Freshman 5. We still got Troy Tamara coming up, and
I think you plan on recording him Tamara, right?
Well, yeah. We still got to do that. We also have interviews coming up while we're in Pittsburgh. We're going to interview Coach. We're going to interview the seniors. So make sure to listen to us all throughout the A-10 tournament. We'll have content for you the entire time.
Again, if you're thinking about not going, scratch that. Come.
Right.
I'm sized.
So even if it's just to watch other A-10 basketball, come learn the conference.
Yeah. So either way, this was a great interview. Love Kamari. Love what he brings to the team. Can't wait to see what he'll show us later on. I think he might end up top three for all-time three-pointers made.
It's hard to deny at this point.
I think Lamar Butler has that. I think he could easily break that if he keeps doing what he's doing. So,
yep.
All right.
Solid freshman year. Proud of you, buddy. And look forward to talking to you next time.
Yep. As for us, we are out.
If you're Metro, don't trust you, I'm gonna shoot. Beautiful morning, yeah, the summer morning, babe. Nothing in the water. Can I tell you now? Beautiful morning, yeah, the summer morning, babe. Nothing in the water. Fuck this model, and she just bleached her asshole, and I get bleach on my t-shirt, I'ma feel like an asshole. I was high when I met her, we was down at Tribeca. She get under your skin if you let her, she get under your skin. I don't even wanna say nothing. Everybody gon' say something, I'll be worried if they say nothing. Remind me where I know you from. She looking like she owe you some. You know just what we want.
I wanna wake up with you in the morning. Hear the summer morning morning.
Nothing in the water.
Can I tell you now?
Beautiful morning. Hear the summer morning, babe. Nothing in the water.
I just wanna feel liberated. I